Another 2,512 Orange County residents cast ballots early yesterday. That brings the total to more than 10,000 early votes cast so far in this year's midterm election. That's still behind the pace set in the last midterm in 2018, though there was one extra day of early voting that year. Early voting continues today at 6 locations in Orange County: the Chapel Hill Public Library, the Seymour Center on Homestead Road, Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street downtown, the Carborough Town Hall Complex, Orange Works at Hillsborough Commons on Mayo Street, and the Eflin Raritan Club. Here on 97.9 The Hill, we're introducing you to the candidates that are on your ballot this fall, including in the race for U.S. Senate, where Republican Richard Burr is stepping down after three terms. Here now is the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Sherry Beasley.
Hi, I'm Sherry Beasley, Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in North Carolina. As a judge and the first African-American woman to serve as Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, I've spent over two decades working to uphold the Constitution, protect our rights, and keep people safe. I've seen the ways laws handed down by Washington work and the ways they don't. And what I know is that for too long, Washington has left our families behind. Washington politicians like Congressman Ted Budd have focused on serving corporate special interests and his own, rather than serving the people of our state. This has got to change. My husband Kurt and I are the very proud parents of twin sons, and we've raised them with the values of integrity, honesty, and justice, the same values I've led with as a judge for more than two decades. I will bring these same values to the Senate and fight for every person in our state. Traveling to all 100 counties in North Carolina, I've talked to families who are working hard to make sure their children have a better future than they did. And I believe that every North Carolinian should have a fair shot, from jobs that don't pay a living wage, to rising costs, to attacks on our rights. We have major challenges to tackle. I'm ready to go to the Senate and stand with you to fight to lower costs for families, grow job opportunities, and protect our constitutional rights. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want you to know that I will lead with independence and integrity to stand up to both parties and corporate special interests to put people first, because I'm running for the Senate to fight for the people.
That's Sherry Beasley speaking there, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. Her Republican opponent is Ted Budd.
So I was born in Winston-Salem, and by the time I was 3 or 4 years old, our family had moved out to Davie County, west of Winston-Salem, to live on a family farm. My dad had started a business in the 1960s, janitorial, and then added landscaping. So if I wasn't working on the family farm, I was working in the janitorial and landscaping businesses over in Winston-Salem. Then later on would own my own business and still do today. I decided to run for U.S. Congress in 2016 because I was concerned about the direction of our country. And those are the same reasons. The issue sets are a little different, but the same reasons today is that I'm concerned about the direction of our country. And that's why I signed up to run for the U.S. Senate. The issues that I see all around the state, we've been to all 100 counties, are these. They're inflation and crime and education. Now, under inflation, some people want to talk about energy prices and what that's doing, whether it's heating prices, heating oil prices in the Northeast, or whether it's gas prices at the pump and how that affects the diesel prices and how that affects our groceries. So all that's kind of one issue set. The other is crime. Some people want to talk about it through the lenses of the border and that we need to get a handle on that so we can stop the cartels from the human trafficking and the drug trafficking that's destroying us. Or some people want to talk about local violent crime that's been increasing in the last 2 years. So those are the second issue. That's the second issue is crime. And the third issue is education. We're really seeing that parents for a while now, especially since COVID, and they were able to look over their children's shoulders when they were home on a screen. And they said, you're teaching my kid what? And they realize now that our kids have gone backwards in reading and math. We need to refocus our education on the things that make them prepared for the next generation and to lead. And we need to get back to having where parents have a say in their kids' education. People just want to feel that those in the Washington, D.C. area, and for if it's local officials and they're going to Raleigh, they want to know that people have their best interest in mind. And everything that I want to do is to make their life better. And they want to know that they can trust you and that you listen to them, that you understand what they're facing each and every day, and that you're going to do what's best for them. When North Carolinians see my name on the ballot, first of all, I want them to see a big green check mark next to it. The other thing I want them to see is that I want them to know that I work and do everything I can to make life better for them, when the other choices, particularly a Democrat opponent, has done everything and will do things that make their life worse. Whether it comes to inflation, if it comes to crime, if it comes to education, I have their best interest in mind.
That's Ted Budd, they are Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Head to our website, chapelboro.com, and hit the Elections tab for more information on the November election, including introductions from all the local candidates. Turning to local government, Orange County commissioners are meeting tonight at 7 in the Witted Building in Hillsborough. First, the board will meet jointly with Orange County fire chiefs to discuss issues ranging from budgeting to staffing. Then the board will hold a work session to discuss emergency preparedness, as well as appointments to various boards and commissions. In Raleigh, the NC State Fair wrapped up over the weekend. WNCN reporting total attendance was just over 960,000. That is slightly ahead of 2019, the last year before the pandemic. Back in Chapel Hill, Film Fest 919 also wrapped up over the weekend after another successful five-day run. This year's audience favorite award was a tie between The Quiet Girl and The Banshees of Inisherin. Other news, the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP celebrated its 75th anniversary over the weekend. The big event was a gala on Saturday, but Sunday the 23rd was the actual anniversary, and residents came together that afternoon for a community discussion. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell was there.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Sunday marked the official founding day for the local NAACP chapter, with many members gathering in the Hargraves Community Center in Chapel Hill to honor it. There was singing, scripture, and an unveiling of a plaque dedicated by the town of Chapel Hill in the chapter's honor. Additionally, though, the event was meant to examine the Chapel Hill and Carrboro community's ongoing challenges and racial disparities. While many strides have been made, there is still much work to be done to address those disparities, as discussed by NAACP members and community leaders on Sunday. A panel discussed both historical and current data, reflecting how in housing, law enforcement, health, and education, there remain gaps between the achievements, opportunities, and systemic privilege for white residents compared to black residents. Leaders in those four fields shared details on some of their local efforts to better address them, and afterward, the panel and attendants held discussions in small groups about the same topics. Paris Miller-Fouché, the NAACP chapter's secretary, took part in one of the group discussions. She said much of the conversation was about, because discrimination happened and persists across many fields, so must efforts to improve treatment and opportunities. Miller-Fouché, who is also a Chapel Hill Town Council member, said it means focusing on inclusion through united and consistent efforts across all areas of the towns.
That was a real big takeaway for me, was the solidarity, the coming together as a collective to engage the systems, help eradicate many of the disparities that we see, and making sure that we're bringing and centering those most marginalized.
The theme of Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP's 75th anniversary was Honor the Past, Build the Future. Chapter treasurer and co-organizer of the anniversary celebrations, Deborah Strowman, said the slate of events throughout October did just that. The group held a reading event to celebrate literature and culture of the African diaspora, a tour through Chapel Hill's sites of critical Black history leading up to the founding day, and more. Strowman described the resulting emotions.
Over the past month, we brought community together, we educated one another, we had fellowship together, we laughed, we cried. And today was an example of how when we bring people together and talk about the issues, not brushing our challenges away, not masking things, but speaking truth to power, we can walk away with hope.
Strowman said organizers wanted intentional inclusion of looking forward and advancing the goals of the NAACP chapter's original members. While she acknowledged conversations can only bring about so much change, she said she believes the event did justice to continuing collaboration of making the towns better for all people. Miller-Fouché agreed.
I see the work that we're doing today as a continuum, just as those in 1947 saw those who came before them as a part of a continuum of our struggles for both freedom and ultimately liberation.
While such discussions and the search for solutions is not straightforward or necessarily comfortable, Strowman said she believed Sunday's event reflected the community's ultimate character.
To close out with a day of conversation and being hopeful to the future, That's Chapel Hill Carrboro. And I think anyone who participated today got a piece of that. We had the emotion, we had the passion, we had the intellect, we had the brilliance, we had a wonderful panel of outstanding leaders who are committed to doing better for all people in this community.
Miller Fushi added that she believes it's important to empower the local youth to have that same passion and same discussions. She said investment in their well-being is a central theme to how Chapel Hill and Carrboro can move forward together.
That's the future, making sure that we're centering the youth in a lot of this work and making sure that they have what they need to bring us to where we need to be for a future.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Head to our website, chapelboro.com, to get more local news, including a piece from our own Jada Jarillo sharing her thoughts on the closure of the Women's Birth and Wellness Center in Chapel Hill, the oldest continually operating birth center in the state. Statement from the center says it's only closed temporarily for rebranding, and the plan is to reopen soon. But the center has seen some upheaval in the last year, including the resignation of several midwives that forced the center to begin diverting patients to UNC in May. 6:22, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Big individual honor for UNC basketball star Armando Bacot. Heading into his final season, the AP has named Bacot as a first-team preseason All-American. Teammate Caleb Love also got a preseason honor. He's been named to the watch list for the Bob Cousy Award, which goes to the nation's top point guard. Love, Bacot, and the Tar Heels hit the court on Friday evening for a home exhibition against Johnson C. Smith. Start of the regular season right around the corner. Other individual honors for Tar Heel athletes, senior women's golfer Kayla Smith is on the watch list for the Annika Award, which goes to the nation's top college women's golfer. And on the men's side, David Ford and Austin Greaser are on the watch list for the Haskins Award, which also goes to the National College Golfer of the Year. And in volleyball, Anita Babich has been named ACC Freshman of the Week for the second week in a row. She led Carolina to a pair of road victories over NC State and Duke last weekend. One Tar Heel team in action today. UNC men's soccer is on the road at William & Mary beginning at 6. In high school football, the Orange Panthers beat Cedar Ridge last night for their second win of the season. On Friday, East Chapel Hill finally got its first win, beating Chatham Central 43-28. Carrboro also got a win, beating Granville Central, but Chapel Hill lost to Riverside. Finally, in hockey, a win last night for the Carolina Hurricanes, 3-2 over Vancouver to wrap up their West Coast trip. The Canes are back home this Friday, hosting the Islanders starting at 7.